It encompasses a London Underground symbol with Frank Pick's name in the middle of it, where you would normally see a station name. Mike Brown, the Commissioner for Transport for London. That is backlit with a nice fluorescent white light. And beside it then are a series of words that Frank Pick himself used to underpin his philosophy. The title of the overall structure is Beauty, Immortality.
Nikki Bell, and I'm one half of Langlands and Bell.
And I'm Ben Langlands, the other half of Langlands and Bell. We discovered, scrawled on the bottom of his lecture notes, 8 words written out a bit like a kind of scientific equation. They're 4 pairs. They say beauty, immortality,
utility, perfection,
goodness, righteousness,
truth and wisdom.
And each pair of words has at the centre the little sign that it indicates greater than or leading to. So beauty leads to immortality, utility leads to perfection.
It's terribly exciting because we love architecture, and I think this station by Charles Holden is a great masterpiece. So we were very excited, yes, when we received the commission to make a work to commemorate Frank Pick.
I'm Sam Mullins, and I'm the director of London Transport Museum. I think this is really significant because we're bringing to light someone who's, you know, arguably been more influential on 20th century London than anyone else, and whose contribution is probably remarkably unknown by most of the people who use the stations, who follow the signage, who love the posters, who like the RT bus or the 1938 tube stop. And I suspect that very few people realise that one individual was actually responsible for commissioning, not designing it, but commissioning all that work himself.
He didn't like his photograph being taken when he was working for London Transport, so I think that although he might be slightly coy and embarrassed about this memorial, I hope he will be looking down and actually with a real sense of pride, justifiable pride, in what he achieved for London.